Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Hypnosis, where we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. Our office is located at 60 State Street in Boston, but we also work by Skype around the world. Visit our website at www.mutarehypnosis.com. That's MutareHypnosis.com. There's plenty of background on hypnosis available. Give you some basic information about how hypnosis works. You can reach us at info@mutarehypnosis.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at MutareHypnosis, MutareHypnosis.com. If you're struggling to stay motivated toward a weight loss, an academic, or stop smoking goal, hypnosis can help. Have a work, life, career issues? Are they stressing you out? Can't sleep? Hypnosis can help. There are also no medication side effects from hypnosis. Call 617-266-3057 for your free consultation and discover whether or not you can be hypnotized and whether hypnosis is a viable option for you. Hypnosis is, unlike the way it's portrayed on TV, hypnosis is not about losing control. It's really about you aligning your subconscious and conscious mind. On today's program is about history. More specifically, today's program is about why Black History Month still matters. Many of you know that history is one of my favorite subjects. The great George Santayana wrote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Now, there have been several other iterations of this version, but not knowing history is a good way to wind up down the slippery slope you came from. Today, our guest on the program is a lady with knowledge both broad and deep in many areas of history. Carol Copeland Thomas has been sharing history and making it in many events since 2000 when she first began having events here in Boston. I've been privileged to attend several of the events that Ms. Thomas has run. They're always well-organized, informative, and dare I say, even inspiring. You can find her on the web at www.tellcarole.com. With us on the radio now is Carol Copeland Thomas of C. Thomas Associates. She's a speaker, trainer, global thought leader, and business owner. I'm privileged to call Carol Copeland Thomas a friend, and I think she's going to share a lot of solid information with us today about Black History Month. So thank you, Carol, for coming on the program today.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. It's really the Mutual Admiration Society. I think so much of you and have seen you grow through the years now, and I'm just excited to be on your program. Thank you for having me, and particularly during Black History Month.
Will you tell a little bit about your business and how it tailors in with Black History Month?
Sure. I've been in business now 28 years. This is my 28th year, and for much of that time, I have spent concentrated a lot of my services in the field of diversity. Started doing diversity in the very early 90s and have worked with large and small companies and organizations throughout the United States and outside of the United States, either focusing on employee issues, personal development in terms of enhancing their productivity, or working with companies to help conflicts that need to be resolved. Diversity is a very, very broad concept, but in that deals with the cultures and the history, the historical components of all people, particularly those in the United States. I'm an African American, and Black history, I say, is American history and is very much in the forefront, really forms the baseline of why diversity is such an important topic here in the United States.
Can you share a little bit about why you believe it's such an important part of why Black history is such an important part of American history? I think some people haven't made that connection, so if you could help us, that would be great.
Sure. I'll go back and just tell you that the concept of Black history really We have to attribute Dr. Carter G. Woodson, who was born in 1875. He was the son of a former slave and pursued his own education against all odds, actually by 1912, becoming the second African-American to earn a PhD at Harvard University. He recognized that during his time period, during the Great Industrial Revolution, there were many significant black people who were doing amazing things, creating products and creating services that ultimately had a very positive impact on the United States. And so his first initiation in 1926 was to create Negro History Week. And it corresponded with the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln here in the month of February. That ultimately became, by 1976, it expanded and became an entire month. So the entire month of February from 1976 on became known as Black History Month. And the organization that Dr. Woodson actually founded, the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, still exists. On one of the college campuses in the Washington, D.C. area. And so this man's idea, his legacy, started off as a kernel in terms of an idea of a week-long celebration of the culture of black people and how their contributions were significantly impacting the positive enhancement of the United States. And then now it is celebrated not just here in the United States, but Black History is also celebrated now in England in the month of October. They chose to use October because February is the shortest month in the year, and they wanted to have a little bit more time to celebrate. So in England, Black History Month is celebrated in the month of October. So again, the significant contributions of African Americans, many of them very humble, with very little money. Some couldn't read or write, taught themselves how to read and write. All of their great sacrifices have gone into this month-long celebration, but the bigger concept is to understand that this culture, these people, have contributed greatly to the growth and the establishment of the United States, and in many ways set the tone for other cultural groups to also celebrate their rich heritage as well.
I think that was a really great encapsulation of how things have progressed. A lot of people may not know the history of how Black History Month came to be and where it comes from. And some people think, as it was being said in 2008, that we live in a post-racial society, so we shouldn't have diversions or divisions among groups of people. But I think it's really important, as you note, that Black history is actually part of all American history. And it's part of knowing about any culture is you don't just learn about one piece of the culture. It's important to learn how other aspects of the culture interact and how things go together. So I think that's really important that people get some knowledge around these sorts of things. And having a historical right. context to interpret information is extremely important. There's recently been a celebration is not the right word, but anniversary for the Holocaust from World War II, which is people are, you know, just, there are people still alive from the Holocaust who were in the camps to tell their story and how important it is to hear those stories.
Right.
So the same thing is true across other cultures and other areas of discussion. Now you
and,
were on
and
one
I,
of the...
I think you made a very good point, and I think the point is to understand, and that's why I say Black history is American history. Yes, it represents the culture, the significant talents, the achievements, the struggles, the overcoming all the struggles of a people of African Americans, people of African descent. But the important thing is that we have always been linked with the greater society. So it's not celebrating our uniqueness, our culture by ourselves. It always is in conjunction with other people. When you look at Elijah McCoy and the mechanism that he created that is used probably to this day in terms of trains and engines, he didn't do that just for black people. He created a mechanism that helped people in general. And when you could just go down the line in terms of all the inventions, Charles Drew in terms of blood plasma, not just benefiting black people, but benefiting people at large. When you look at Henrietta Lacks, a poor black woman who in the 1950s died in a very, very young age of cancer, her cells were used against her knowledge. Those cells to this day have benefited every man, woman, and child in the world because the cells continue to live. These were cancerous cells. They continue to live, and they were used in terms of polio research and research medically that spans, my gosh, just so many different topics. So, again, the celebration, obviously, is in tribute to African Americans, but the benefits are worldwide.
Now, I think it would be beneficial for many of us to do a little Googling on Black History Month and look up African American inventors, those sorts of things, just to get some background information. I've also heard mentioned in something on PBS, they were talking about the reenactors who do put on displays of the Woolworth counter and those sorts of things. And the most commonly asked question, and what was actually one of the most commonly asked questions at the preview of Selma this year was people, say, under 20, people in their 20s and younger saying, is this fiction? Was Selma fiction? Was the, you know, were the sit-ins fiction? Because they can't imagine a time when there was segregation, when we couldn't go into a hotel. Lena Horne could perform in a hotel but couldn't walk through the lobby to her room. Or couldn't stay in that hotel. So there are people still living who were part of that process on both sides, and there are people, you know, who were still some of whom are upset that it changed. But we won't worry about them right now. But it's getting some understanding of where these things are. And for those of you who have children, don't assume they're being taught that in school. I mean, it's really important to recognize that you, as a parent, might need to do your own Black History Month and help your children understand a little bit about the context. Now, Carol, you run one of all of your events, and I can't say enough high praise about the events that you run around the city of Boston and other places. You run one of the premier events for Black History Month, which, due to circumstances beyond all of our control, is actually not going to take place in Black History Month this year. But can you tell us a little bit about your Black History Empowerment Recognition Breakfast that's now going to be held March 17th?
Yes, well, thank you so much for bringing it up, too. And you just talked about people, younger people, who think that the movie Selma was fiction. That's the reason why I hold every year a recognition breakfast that occurs and sort of parallels with Black History Month. This will actually be my 22nd breakfast that was supposed to be held in the month of February, but because of the snowfall and snow emergencies, we've shifted it to March 17th. So we're sort of calling it like the Black Irish, should I say. But it will celebrate, we will celebrate the rich contributions of Black people and how they have mattered, obviously, here in Greater Boston, but throughout the United States. Our keynote speaker is Reverend Carla Cooper. She is a professor at Doan University in Lincoln, Nebraska, pastor of an AME church, and also the co-pastor of AME India. I would encourage your guests to go to embracingindia.com to learn more about our presence now, African-American presence on the subcontinent of India. It's all because of a Black woman, Carla Cooper. We're also going to honor current, contemporary, younger, and mature individuals who live in the greater Boston area. Lauren Green, who is an architect intern and does tremendous work in philanthropy and in the community of which he serves. Also, Dr. Jacoby Cunningham, who is a scientist, also a faith-based leader, and a tremendous contributor to his fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha, just as Lauren Green is a contributor to Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And I should say that Reverend Carla Cooper is also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And then also in the leadership role in the community, we're also going to honor Arnold Sappenter, who is just a tremendous environmental leader for the Commonwealth of Boston, Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And he is also the president of the National Forum for Black Public Administrators. He is the Boston chapter president, but also serves as the president of all the chapter presidents around the United States for NFBPA. So we are celebrating those who are currently living and working and contributing, along with those who have come before us. It's going to be an exciting, exciting time, and I would encourage your listeners to go to tellcarol.com to find out more about how they can purchase a ticket and be a part of this exciting event.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll be in attendance. Thank you so much, Carol Copeland Thomas, for being, as always, an outstanding guest. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.